You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. When you hear the term digital storytelling, what do you think of? A Ken Burns historical documentary series? That's one form. So are the animated videos from StoryCorps, which feature everyday folks sharing stories in an interview form. Joe Lambert is the founder and executive editor of Story Center, based in Berkeley, California. Story Center is a nonprofit arts organization, and according to Lambert,
it essentially invented a form called digital storytelling in the 1990s. And if you haven't seen a digital story, it's sort of a mix of the family album, writing something personal and creative, and editing video. And so this is what we've been teaching for these 25 years.
Story Center partners with educators, social service organizations, and libraries to offer free workshops on creating digital stories. Here's a short snippet of one such story produced by Molly Miller.
Strange sea creatures in old bottles on shelves, bones and fossils and dissertations in the dusty science library of Karlovy University. I looked you up in a library book. And this is how I know spiders have as many eyes as legs. And this is how I learned you were a common Middle European spider. Large, but not poisonous.
It's 3 minutes of images, evocative photographs of Prague and reproductions of Czech paintings with a soundtrack of Czech instrumental music, telling the simple story of relocating a spider from above her bed. In her digital story, Miller conveys a poetic impression of her year living abroad.
And this was not my only regret, the year I lived in the bathhouse in Prague.
Each digital story is as different as its creator. And a recent workshop at Cuesta College in San Luis Obispo attracted a variety of individuals.
We were really excited to get response from all over the county of San Luis Obispo, all the way from Piedras Blancas, the Tascadero, San Luis Obispo.
Margaret Kensinger-Kloffler is with the San Luis Obispo County Libraries. She helped organize the recent workshop at Cuesta, a two-day session, part of a statewide series called California Listens. And she says the people who signed up for the workshop were excited to tell their personal stories.
About growing up in San Simeon Village, about their life in California. Also, some cultural things, too. So somebody wanted to tell their story about getting involved with Ballet Folklorico at Cal Poly.
Jenna Severson is a reference librarian at Cuesta College. She was the Cuesta staffer at the workshop, but she also was a participant.
We accomplished a lot in such a short amount of time, not only writing our stories, recording them, learning that software, and then putting it all together into a finished product. It was a whirlwind.
Severson says she's excited to create another digital story in the future.
I highly value the art of storytelling and preserving these personal stories. And, you know, listening is an act of love, like the StoryCorps logo says. I strongly believe in that.
The Salinas Library will be hosting a California Listens digital storytelling workshop in June. The Salinas Library will soon be accepting applications for the June workshop to be led by bilingual instructors. Kathy Andrews is senior librarian there. She says she hopes a wide variety of Salinas residents or Salinas natives, if they now live elsewhere, will apply to attend the free workshop.
People don't have to have experience with digital storytelling. They have to have a story to tell.
The application deadline will be June 10th. And Andrew says they will announce when applications become available on the Salinas Public Library's Facebook page. The Story Center staff not only help guide workshop participants, they contribute some post-production on individual videos afterwards. The digital stories recently produced at Cuesta are currently in that phase. Here's SLO Library's Margaret Kensinger-Kloffler again.
The San Luis Obispo Library in the future, once all of those stories are edited and finished, will be doing a public viewing.
Stay tuned for that event, and maybe start thinking of your own story you'd like to tell for when the California Listens series returns to a library near you. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The KCBX News Arts Beat is supported by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.